What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy,
Friday, you gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, Shana Tova, Friday.
Shana Tova. It is the start of a new year tonight. It's Rosh Hashanah, which is so exciting. It's a beautiful holiday symbolizing new beginnings, the hills, new beginnings.
Yes, that is what it symbolizes.
Symbolizing renewal, rebirth. Mm-hmm. I actually just read like a little newsletter about Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
About how it's the head of the year.
Right.
And it sets the tone for the year.
Okay, so what tone are we setting, Jax?
It's giving like January 1st, how you spend New Year's Eve is how you'll spend the rest of the year. But right. The way it was said in what I read, it said it was
more
much
beautiful.
Nicer. It was kind of like Rosh Hashanah. It's the head. Rosh yeah. is head. Hashanah is the year. So it's the head of the year. Just like your head on your body like controls your body and makes the decisions and is
right,
the
right.
head of this household. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. So how you spend it really is going to dictate and set the tone for the year.
So how are we spending it this year?
With
what
family.
What vibes are we putting out?
Okay, we're spending it with family,
yeah.
which is always great.
Yep.
We're spending it vlogging.
True.
And working.
True.
So
which
I
is
think
a good thing.
A good tone to set.
Yep.
Having fun.
Uh-huh.
Eating good.
Steeny vibes. Togetherness.
Streisand, Lysand is here.
Oh, actually, no, I'm spending the Rosh Hashanah without my husband.
How
is that
how
I'm
going to
spend the whole year?
And you're spending it without Theo.
Ooh.
But I do have a little treat for you. The Theo pillow
oh.
is behind you. And I think you
up.
Should go get it. I think you
get
should
up.
Get up and
okay.
get it. Because also it will balance out the frame. Because if I'm sitting with a Streisand, you need to be sitting with a Streisand. No one will know that he's not here because he doesn't move usually.
These are Toast Herstory. Oh, speaking of Toast Herstory.
Speaking of, and this is how we're going to start the rest of the year. This is how we're
right.
going to set the tone for the year
by being
number one.
Okay, so I have my Theo pillow, and now we can finally talk about what happened to us yesterday.
Yeah.
Kind of an amazing thing.
But it didn't happen to us. We made happen. I just feel like being
You're so right.
passive about
You're
it.
You're so right.
Like, it could happen to anyone
like,
by
as if,
chance.
Right, we're talking about it like as if Apple did it for us. They did it in spite of us.
Yeah, as if we haven't been working years towards this goal.
We have just always been like lingering at the top of the podcast charts. Three, maybe sometimes two, never number one. Never. And what happened yesterday? I was just scrolling, doing my hourly check-in on the charts, literally hourly. And what do I see? Drew be Drewin, Jets be Jetson. Number one. Smartless, our enemies, not even number two, not even number three, number four.
Embarrassing.
And that is something we predicted would happen, just like another fallout of the strike.
Yeah, but
they couldn't have anyone fabulous on.
I know we're supposed to be in solidarity with the strikers, but now like-
Seeing how it benefits us.
Seeing how it benefits us, it's hard.
It's hard.
I'm being pulled in a million directions.
But I guess that's kind of the whole point of the strike is
making
like-
hard decisions.
Right.
Not for us.
No, it's not even hard. Strike all the way.
Strike all the way. Keep on striking.
No, actually-
Strike it to the man.
Jackie, it's not hard because we're standing in solidarity with the strike.
Yeah, but like the strike, it's hard.
But we have our own reasons.
No, but I guess the strike itself is a conundrum because it's like striking- The ability to strike is a good thing, but having to go on strike is a bad thing. So it's like, are we pro-strike or anti-strike?
Here's what it is.
And everyone who supports SAG-AFTRA.
They want the strike to be over.
Are they pro-strike or anti-strike?
They're pro strikers, but they don't want to be on strike. Everybody wants to get back to work.
Yeah.
No, it's an interesting conundrum you bring up.
It is, but all we know, number one in comedy yesterday, thank you to everyone who listened. Also, it was because our episode was audio only.
Yes.
So really, the stars aligned.
It was beautiful, and just in time for Rosh Hashanah.
And just in time for Rosh Hashanah, and that means we're going to spend the year being number one.
Which is not like a bad way to spend the year. You know, no. Being number three was a pretty good way to spend the year. I'm not going to lie.
It's true. And I feel like we might come to find that it's lonely at the top.
It's actually not, because we're texting together. And we were texting with Heather McDonald, who also, she's always number two, three, right around us. And this morning we were not number one anymore, but Heather was. So you know what? It's really not lonely at the top because we have each other and we have Heather McDonald.
That's true. But it's like we've been at number three and we've had this goal ahead of us and things have been good. And I feel like maybe, you know, it's like when you hit the top, where else is there to go? It's a long way down.
It is. Also, it's important actually, and I'm not being sarcastic, like to have goals.
Yeah.
So when you accomplish those goals, like what's next?
Number one overall.
Okay, well, we have to be realistic.
I'm sure 5 years ago we said number one in comedy.
Yeah.
Was it? Pipe dream, but then everyone left the Apple charts and we had
a chance. So true. We had a fighting chance in hell.
Like, we would never be number one in comedy if Joe Rogan was on Apple charts.
No, because he was like...
He was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Smartless wouldn't be number one.
No. I think we all should thank Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I think we all should.
So it's like number one asterisk.
Doesn't count. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I think we still have goals.
I agree.
Number one overall.
Okay.
Number one in shows.
We were number two in shows yesterday. So it's just exciting. Some news about us, which we never talk about. So it's nice to finally just like be able to splurge.
It is. And we are back together in the Florida studio, everyone.
If you're watching on YouTube, flamingos
abound.
Thank
you. They're gorgeous. They held up nicely in our time away.
It's so good to be back, to have Bryce thrice.
How are you enjoying your time here so far?
I'm enjoying it nicely. I have been kicked out of my room, which is fine. I'm at the other guest room. It's gorgeous. Actually, kind of like this one better.
It's very peaceful and
isolated,
which I would like, but I know you like to be around people, but I'm also feeling like you're kind of in your like loner era right now.
No, not only that.
Because you're sick.
Not only that, there's something about being in a house that like freaks me out. I think just like living in a house is just scary.
Yeah.
You know, like so many sounds, so many things. And the placement of my room is kind of like at the end of the house. Like, if somebody were to come in and kill everyone, like, I really would be the last person. There might be enough time for me to climb out the window.
Agreed.
And I slept soundly knowing that, you know?
I'm happy for you.
Knowing that you guys were dead downstairs and I was, like, totally fine upstairs.
Yeah. But it doesn't keep you up at night, like, worrying about your loved ones downstairs?
Nah. It didn't.
That's great. Did you sleep good?
I slept great.
You know, you slept on a Thuma bed.
Thuma. I could tell.
Thuma.
The toasty spirit was with me. That's why I slept so well.
And Boll & Branch sheets, of course.
I knew that.
Yeah, but eventually the room Claudia was in will be my primary guest room. So I'm going to beef it up a little bit, starting with that mini fridge that I left for you.
It was so cute. I haven't used it yet.
I just wanted to give you like a little something special.
Because I've been booted.
Yeah.
No, it felt good. It felt nice.
And that room like doesn't have a lot of amenities.
It has enough.
Yeah, it's bare bones.
Yeah, it has a TV.
But it's because I haven't like put money into it because everything from the other guest room will be going into that guest room. So there's no point.
You need not explain yourself, Jax. You're a great hostess.
Thanks. I'm trying. This is me trying.
Ooh, nice. And what else?
We had a lovely barbecue last night at my place. I had an amazing hot dog that I've just been wanting hot dogs, obviously, since I gave birth. And I've had a few, but when you order a hot dog from delivery, like you don't, they're not very good.
It's honestly like you shouldn't be allowed to order a hot dog from delivery.
I know, but it satiates the craving.
Gets the job done.
Until I could get back home, get some A&H dogs on the grill, Grey Poupon, sauerkraut. So good.
It was so nice to eat like a big meal, like with family. Like even when I have a home cooked meal at my house, it's not the same, you know?
No.
Something about like being at a table
home
with your
hearth,
your entire family, fresh food from the grill. Like there's nothing better.
Entire family sans Ben.
And me, so true. I keep forgetting he's not here. That's maybe why I slept so good. Like knowing I was full of love, laughter, light, and family.
And food.
And togetherness.
And the food.
Of course. But mostly the togetherness.
Yeah, and did you not take NyQuil also? Maybe that's why you slept good?
I did, yeah, it was nice.
So that's probably why you slept good.
Probably.
And so we have a lovely weekend. I think I'm going to cook a brisket today.
Oh, yeah. I actually kind of inspired Jackie, would you say?
You did, because there's two
nights. Even though if the meal comes out bad, it's not my fault.
There's two nights of Rosh Hashanah. Olivia, like, just assumed the mantle. She was like, I'll do both nights, Jackie. You have so much on your plate. Like, you can't worry about not just, like, cooking, but hosting, plates, cleaning, dishware. You know, it's two dishwasher cycles when you're hosting like that. Yeah. Olivia has two dishwashers.
She does.
I only have one.
It's so underrated. You only have one? Yikes.
I know. But it's like, where would
it's such a crazy thing to have two dishwashers.
It is.
But it's, they're both always full.
But it's, and I'm sure my dishwasher's always empty. But I'm sure if I had two, like, they would still not be enough. And it's weird because I have a home and I have a big kitchen, but I don't have space for a second dishwasher.
Who does?
I barely have space for an ice machine.
It's the craziest thing.
I don't have
a lot
of counter space. I guess because I have all those bottle contraptions.
Yeah.
Like, once the baby Brezza.
Right.
You know, takes that could be an ice machine. The drying rack.
Right.
So, anyways, I was like to live. I really did want to try and do one night in my home, the second night, because the first night's the big night where everyone's like really excited and hungry. Just. And Olivia's night is obviously going to have like the better spread.
Don't say that, Jack.
But like, I got this like huge dining table that fits the whole family, and we've never really been able to sit around it except for last night, which was amazing.
We have to christen the home with the Jewish spirit.
Right. And I was like, you know what? I really want to have everyone by me. So Claudia sent me a recipe for a brisket.
I got a cookbook. I've never had a cookbook before. Now I know like why you like them. I feel so like, oh, obsessed. Let me just grab my cookbook.
Obsessed.
It's Jake Cohen's new one. It's called I Could Nosh. It's like all Jewish. And I wasn't really planning on opening it because I don't cook. But then I saw on his Instagram, he made one of the recipes like to promote his cookbook, and it was the brisket. And don't lie, like it looked so good, right?
It did. I don't know.
But don't you know?
Like the brisket looked good, but like, I don't know. That's what I'm making.
Yeah.
But how can you know until you make it?
It looked good.
It looked good. So, but wait,
once we get our hands on it, like, who knows?
No, I will follow that recipe to a T. Okay. That's what I do. I'm going to have you reading it like over and over again because you sent me pictures of it.
Yeah. I should have just brought it.
Totally.
Duh. We're so dumb.
Or maybe it's online. I can print it.
Maybe I'll just text him and ask for like a PDF.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited, but it calls to be like cooled overnight. So I'm going to be cooking starting it today. But that's actually better for my schedule. That way I can spread things out because I don't want to be overwhelmed tomorrow.
So important to spread them constantly. So it's going to be a fabulous weekend. We're going to kick off the weekend with a nice bit of toast, which is kind of the best way to start a weekend, in my opinion.
And a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we wouldn't let you start your year without a bit of toast to set the tone for the year.
So before we do that, let's just wish everyone a Shana Tova Umetuka. May you have a sweet new year, a fabulous holiday weekend. And if you're not impacted by the holidays, neither is the toast, because we'll be back on Monday.
And if you're not impacted by the holidays, like, just have a wonderful fall weekend. Maybe you're picking apples.
Yes.
Maybe you're making a cauldron of mulled cider. Wine.
That's nice.
Cider.
Yours is better.
Yours is better.
Mulled wine? No, that's good.
No, cider's
good. Yeah.
So happy fall weekend. We're fall. Actually, no, it's still not fall.
I know. That's like the crazy thing about summer. It's like Labor Day. Well, I'm wearing all white because it's still summer.
No, it's like September is mostly summer.
Yeah. Summer. Summer. Summer.
But before we get into everything, I have something to say.
I
have a couple things to say. And
she is so lies.
She is
lies. That's what you sounded like.
She is lies, and that's me. And what I have to say is that today's episode is brought to you by Dreamland Baby. We've spoken about Dreamland Baby on the toast a couple times now, but for the mamas out there, aunties, caretakers, whoever you are, this is the baby product that you need to know about, because Dreamland Baby has their Dreamland Baby weighted swaddle. The weighted swaddle is amazing for the bebes. So I found out about Dreamland after Harry was out of the newborn phase, but I wanted to try all these different swaddles because he was having issues sleeping, and the Dreamland swaddle was just
supreme.
A wonderful, wonderful addition. It's like the way that you feel using a gravity blanket and the anxiety that it takes away, and it's just relaxing and calming. Like, that's what the Dreamland baby swaddle does for your baby because it is weighted. And now with Charlie, I was so excited to try it with a newborn because, like, that's when you need all the help you can get while sleeping. And what I love about the Dreamland baby weighted swaddle is that it has three different ways that the baby can wear it. Arms in, one arm out, or both arms out. And one thing about Charlie is he does not want his arms in. Oh, wow. So I need a swaddle that's going to like give me the weighted option, but also the arms out option. And the Dreamland Baby weighted swaddle is the one that does that. It really calms him, and it's just so nice. They come in gorgeous colors, really nice material, because with the newborns, like, you don't want to be putting them in materials that are not going to be wonderful for them. So if you go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter our code TOAST at checkout, you will receive 20% off site-wide, plus plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers, so get 20% off of the Dreamland Baby weighted swaddle. It is a wonderful baby product. Also, for the mamas out there, today's episode is brought to you by Poise Ultra Thins. Becoming a mom has come with a lot of big changes, and with baby number two, the changes just come in and they keep on coming. So I've talked about Poise before and their ultra thins because they are the best way to contain bladder leaks. Yes, a wonderful joy of postpartum life are bladder leaks. And actually, I tested the Poise Ultra Thin pads in a way that they've never been tested, because I put one on when my water broke and I wore it all the way to the hospital, and my water kept on breaking. So more than just a bladder leak, like gushes, if you know, you know. And that Poise pad kept me all the way to the hospital, didn't leak in the Uber. Like the driver would have had no idea that this woman was in labor, except for the fact that she was moaning and groaning the whole time. So the clean, dry, and fresh protection these pads provide is a lifesaver, and they're shaped to flex and fit with your body so you can stay comfortable and live without compromise. Poise Ultra Thins offer with and without wings so you can live worry-free. Are you a wings girly or without wings?
I'm without wings.
Oh, I kind of like a wing.
I have my reasons. I won't share. But I have my reasons.
I have my reasons, too. These wings were made to fly. So I love my Poise. You have enough on your plate as a mama, so I love the idea of taking one thing off the list. It takes Poise.
It does.
Learn more at poise.com and check out their Ultra Thins, you guys, if you know, you know.
If IYKYK.
Now I'm ready.
Oh, okay, good.
Now that I've served the mamas.
Their content.
And the advertisers.
Right.
I'm ready. First up, Irina Shayk is playing the field with Tom Brady, and she's in a bit of a love triangle with Tom Brady and Bradley Cooper.
I can't.
Irina Shayk, according to Page Six, Irina Shayk is playing the field with Tom Brady, but she still wants to settle down with Brad Cooper.
Brad? Yeah, you guys are on a nickname basis?
Yeah, Brad. I call him Brad.
Just me and Brad.
Me and Brad and Irina and Tom.
Right, Tom. I call him Timmy.
I call her Ree. The supermodel has been spending time with both her on-again, off-again flame, Bradley Cooper, as well as the retired NFL stud, Tom Brady, as the part of the world's best-looking love triangle.
Literally.
Facts. A source told Page Six, when it comes to Cooper versus Brady, Irina is still hoping to tie the knot and settle down with Bradley Cooper, with whom she shares a six-year-old daughter. Years have been put into the relationship, says a source, and they were just spotted together on a family vacation in Italy with a topless photo shoot. And earlier this month, she was spotted with Tom Brady. So she... there could be nothing here, and she's just co-parenting with her ex.
Right.
But the way that I see it...
no, I could definitely see this being the reality.
Is that she still holds a torch for Bradley.
Right.
I think she likes Tom. He's probably a nice guy and he's very good looking. But I think the best part of him is that he might make Bradley jealous.
Right. And like she has a family with Bradley.
Like I'm rooting for Bradley and Irina. Like I'm rooting for a family to remain together.
I am too. But like ever since I believe it was you who opened my eyes to like Page Six's obsession with making Irina Shayk look like a loser. I see like this through that lens too. Like wow, she's going to really far lengths just to make like her ex-boyfriend jealous. And to be honest, like I can't imagine anyone in the world, no matter who you are, dating Tom Brady, like, for revenge. Like, if you get a date, it's like win a date with Tad Hamilton. Win a date with Tom Brady, like, you don't just give that up.
No, but they're just playing in a different league, you know?
It's true, it's true.
It's not like she left one league and entered another.
It's true.
And Bradley Cooper's in that league, too. And so is she. Like, so it's just, this is what, like, regular people do on the ground every day.
Who would you rather date?
I think Tom Brady. Who would you rather date?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
It's a true dangerous choice.
I don't know either man that well.
Wait, I'm just talking about looks pretty much because we don't know them.
Oh, they're like both equally handsome to me.
I think
And it just depends. It's like Bradley Cooper. Is he Chris Kyle Bradley Cooper?
That's true. I think I would choose Bradley Cooper because I feel like Tom Brady got some plastic surgery. Like, did you see what he's been looking like recently? Like, he kind of looks like a girl. Like, he looks like he got like lip filler and a chin filler. And he's still really handsome, but like, he's not as handsome as he once was. I'm just saying.
Okay.
One of my favorite things to do is to like criticize beautiful people's looks. It makes me feel better about myself.
I understand. No, there.
Does anybody else like see like what I'm talking
I
about?
Actually
she like
do. Kind of
looks like a Kardashian. Like
I actually do.
He's just looking like shiny and new. And it's not my favorite look.
Well, maybe it'll like dissolve.
It needs to settle.
It'll settle in his face. Yeah. And maybe you would go out with him.
I guess he like returned to the field for the Patriots like opening game. And he like took his hoodie off and had a Patriots jersey on. So everybody was like screaming in the arena for the Patriots jersey. And I was just looking at the filler. I'm like, you look full.
Let me go look at what you're talking about. Patriot. Oh my God. It's Googling Tom Brady Patriots.
Yeah. Like you have to find the photo from like a few days ago.
Okay. He makes an emotional return to New England.
Yeah. And it was emotional for me. Cause I'm like, what happened to your face?
Oh, I do see.
He just like, he got a little nip and tuck in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm choosing Bradley. Who do you think has more money? Tom.
Yeah. But who do you think has better personality?
Bradley.
I feel like they both suck.
No, I feel like Bradley Cooper has a cool personality.
You do.
And I feel like if Tom
Actually,
Brady...
we saw Bradley Cooper in the Smartlist doc, not right, to platform them, because right, they're over party.
Because they're our competition.
But if he could be on a comedy podcast...
Right, and he can hang with those guys. I also feel like if Tom Brady had this incredible personality, we would know. I feel like footballers who have good personalities, like it always shines through.
Yeah, no, they get hosting gigs.
Right.
They're, you know, in movies.
The Kelce brothers.
Yeah, and he made a movie like with his personality, and it was 80 for Brady.
And you said it stunk it up. So you I just guys. Feel like if he had this boisterous, outgoing, effervescent personality, we would know.
That's so true. He's been on TV for like 20 years.
It's so easy for athletes to shine through when they have like a good personality. I feel like it happens all the time.
No, and I feel like ESPN is always looking for athletes with personality.
Right, and so many clips go viral. They mic up the players. They have little end zone dances. I've never seen that from Tom.
He's a serious guy. I also like a serious guy sometimes.
You could be both.
I could be both. Yeah, get you a guy who could do both. Why do I have to choose?
Right, and you are both. Like, you're literally the definition of serious and fun.
Turdy.
So, like, find you a guy who could do both.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the truth.
Great day.
It's the truth.
What a great year
this
so
This is how
far.
We're starting the Roche, yeah.
This is how we're starting the year. So, who shall Irina choose if this is Irina's choice?
The person she has a child with, but like if it hasn't worked out in the past, like there's obviously a reason. And this is gonna be mean, and maybe it's just because like I'm feeling like being a bitch, but like I think Irina, and this is just how I perceive it, like Irina, like he doesn't like you. Like if he wanted to, he would. Like you literally have a child together. Like
Irina, if he wanted to, he would.
Irina, get over it.
But sometimes it does take like a man seeing, you know, what
right
it could be
without you. I understand. And like I feel like and this is again just pure speculation, I just think she's acted over the last few years, like since they broke up, like kind of desperate, like to right get back together with him. And that's not like an attractive look. So maybe this is like her playing hard to get. And maybe it is the thing that works and gets them back together. I just feel like if all this time it hasn't worked, like why now?
Why now? Why this?
Brady. But maybe it is the Brady that'll do it.
Maybe it is,
but I don't think so.
Okay. We shall see. You know, Page Six will keep us posted on her.
Yeah, on Irina's like losery becomings and goings, even though she's probably like in reality, like the most competent, cool person, like has both these guys, like Bradley's begging to get back with her, but Page Six will never let you know that.
No, they'll say she's chasing Tom Brady around a wedding.
Right. So, right. She's planning these trips with Bradley to like orchestrate them getting back together.
She posts the pictures of them on her social media because she wants to get back together.
She thinks the public pressure, like, Page Six is doing this girl so dirty. And let me just say, like, I'm eating it up. Like, I'm buying everything they're selling.
Well, speaking of buying things that other people are selling, Demi Lovato has a new album out, and it's a revamped version of her classic song.
She doesn't have a new album out.
As rock anthems. Well, it's
the greatest hits. Like,
it's called Revamp, though, and she transforms 10 of her greatest hits into brash anthems. So she decided to re-record her old music after famously holding a funeral for her pop career last year. I don't know about famously.
Famously? I never heard of it. I didn't even know she did that.
I didn't hear about it either. That was ahead of her first punk record, Holy Favuck. But unlike, you know, Taylor's versions that don't sound any different,
right. These
songs completely reinvent her signature songs with grittier instrumentation, punchier melodies, and even some updated lyrics. So in the original version of 2015's Cool for the Summer, it featured a line that said, "Don't tell your mother," but now she says, "Go tell your mother."
Oh, risque.
And on the revised mix of Tell Me You Love Me, where it says, "You ain't nobody till you got somebody," she added the words, "They say you ain't nobody till you got somebody."
Empowering.
To remind fans.
Empowering.
To remind fans that it's okay to be alone.
No, for sure. Thank you, Demi. Cool. Like.
Okay. First of all, Demi songs, the OGs, are the best
songs. Are excellent.
So I'm here for a revamp version.
I just love when people are like, let me tell you how much I respect this. Like, Holy Favuck, I'm unfamiliar with it. Like, sometimes making new music, like, isn't the right path for you, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like Miley went through that, too, where, like, she just kept making new music, like, trying to find her sound, And she eventually did find it, but then briefly she like went back and started like singing Start All Over in the Climb. And it was like, you know what? It's good.
Yeah, I would love an album like this from Miley. And I just want to say as a concept in general, I love this idea.
Yeah, especially from like girlies who made music so young.
Yeah, and it's like those are still amazing songs. Yeah. But like you might not relate to the way that they sang it or their voice might have been, you know, younger and higher.
Or it's just like old production and it needs a revamp.
Right. So I think I would love to see this trend more. I think Demi is a great person to be doing it because she has so many great songs that could be punched up.
No, and rock, like, is a good genre for Demi. It's funny. I feel like when Miley was, like, searching for her sound, she tried everything. And then rock is really where she ended up, too. It's more like, it's less, like, obvious rock. It's more, like, edgy, like, you know, indie rock. But Demi really does have, like, a good rock vibe. Oh, did you see she was on Howard Stern making waves?
Yeah, that Cool for the Summer is about, like, a tryst she had with a famous woman.
Yes, but she won't say who it is now because
she's in a relationship.
Right, and she feels it would be disrespectful. Now, I have theories.
Oh.
It's going to be crazy. But I fell down, obviously, a TikTok rabbit hole. I feel like it was Katy Perry.
That's so funny. I thought you were going to say that, but I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because she has a similar song, I Kissed a Girl. So you just kind of like associate the two. I don't think I Kissed a Girl is about Demi, but I think like.
No, I'm sorry. That's not even why.
Oh.
Because I guess people like didn't know that Katy Perry is bisexual, even though she has like said it in interviews. And then recently she was.
She literally had a song, I Kissed a Girl.
Right. And then recently.
That was like when Demi came out to her parents, like, I'm bisexual. And they were like, you have a song, Cool for the Summer. Like, we know.
Oh, wait. How is Cool for the Summer about girls? Don't tell your mother.
It's about a girl.
We're cool for the summer.
Like, if you read all the lyrics.
Oh, I never put that together.
Yeah. That's what she said on Howard.
Oh, I only watched the clickbaity part. But Katy Perry
my
was
my clickbaity part was a longer clip.
Right. Katy Perry was recently photographed with Fletcher, like in a very, you know, sensual pose. And then she was in this other photo with like a bunch of other queer women. And she was, you know, kind of dressed looking like a lesbian. So everyone was like, wait, Katy Perry's bi. And then they found this clip. She's like, yeah, I'm bi. Like, it's not a secret. So that's why I just feel like it's Katy, even though I have no other proof.
I feel like the age difference might not make sense.
Yeah.
When Demi wrote Cool for the Summer. Actually, I guess she would have been like 23-ish. That's when, because I'm the same age as Demi.
I mean, it literally could have been anyone.
Could have been anyone. But also we should look at which women Demi has dated publicly to like see if she has a type. Right. And then maybe we could work backwards.
And perhaps we should actually watch the entire interview with Howard to know if the woman's closeted. Like, is this a person we know is out?
She didn't say in the clip I saw.
Right.
But she did say the woman doesn't know the song is about her.
Doesn't answer my question. Like, because if it's a closeted woman, no, we'll never guess. You know
what? I feel like then she would have said,
this person is closeted.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying who it is right. Because they're closeted. Because she said the person doesn't know the song is about them, and she wouldn't tell them at this point because she's in a relationship. So
right. At
no point did she say it was because she was closeted.
At no point in the clips that we saw.
In no point in the 1 minute clip out of a 3 hour interview right. That we saw did she say that.
Right.
So she must have not said it.
I will say she did look very, very good on that interview, like happy, healthy.
She looked well.
She looked well, exactly. And I'm happy for her.
Yeah. She looks like the old Demi.
She looked like old Demi, like just.
Sometimes you just gotta.
Return to your roots. Yeah. She looked good. I'm happy for
her. But sometimes you have to go in order to come home.
I mean, that's so Malibu by Miley. There's right. actually a lot of similarities in Miley and Demi's journeys.
Yeah, but it's even like traveling. Sometimes, like, you know, you need to leave your house in order to miss it.
Ain't that the truth?
And that's how she feels getting back to her roots.
That'll be the name of her next album, Roots.
Roots is a good word.
It is.
You know, I was thinking about Olivia Rodrigo.
I think we had this conversation once.
About the word
in
roots.
This studio on our last episode
it
of
was
the
called
year.
Growth.
Right, with Olivia Culpo, the one that and Olivia roots. Culpo was on.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the end of the year. Makes you think.
Makes you think, but that would be a good name for an album.
Yeah.
And Olivia Rodrigo does four-letter word albums.
Root.
No, it doesn't work. Root. Ew.
Yeah.
Ooh. Root. Root. Less than roots.
Roots greater than root.
Root.
I don't give a root. I don't. I really don't give a root.
So I will be listening to this album.
Okay, good.
I will be. If I can find the time.
She performed it at the VMAs. So we got, she did like a little medley. She did Heart Attack.
Yeah.
Did,
and like she was, did that performance was everywhere. Everyone was dancing. Everyone was loving it. Like,
yeah.
Go back to the classics.
This is a good era for Demi. Like I'm really happy for her. For
yeah. Real. Know that I am.
Even if I honestly can't understand.
That is a Demi song.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if she revamped that one. What song is it?
That's amazing.
Let's sing it all the way. Know that I am.
Even if I can't understand, I'll take the blame. You take the truth. Me and my heart.
Happier.
We'll make it through. If happy is her, I'm happy for you.
By the way, the songs on the album Revamped.
Uh-huh.
Heart Attack.
Great.
Confident.
Oh.
Sorry, Not Sorry. Yuck.
Oh, actually.
That's a terrible song.
She posted the rock cover, like little snippets on TikTok. It sounded pretty good.
Okay, but the song itself.
Yeah, is bad.
Cool for the Summer.
Amazing.
Tell Me You Love Me.
I really forget how many bops Demi had.
Neon Lights.
Sing it.
Like neon lights.
Like, I don't know that song.
No, you do. It's a bop.
Okay.
It's like from a Heart Attack era.
Okay.
Skyscraper.
Challenging.
La La Land. It's like an OG.
I'm surprised she got like Disney's approval. Like that was an old, like a deep cut.
Yeah. Give Your Heart a Break. So good. And Don't Forget. Did You Forget?
Oh, that song.
So good. So good.
That's one of the best songs ever made.
Yeah. Wow. Congrats, Demi.
Congremi.
Are you ready for our next story?
I am.
Joe Manganiello leaves the gym with an actress, 13 years his junior, amid his divorce with Sophia Vergara.
We literally said because he wants kids, he's going to get with someone younger.
Yeah.
We said that, right?
And we said if he got with someone younger, that would give credence to the rumor that they're divorcing because he wants
kids.
Yeah,
even though like men in Hollywood go with younger women all the time, they don't want kids. They're just disgusting, so.
Yeah. Joe Manganiello was spotted leaving a sweaty gym session with much younger actress Caitlin O'Connor less than 2 months after filing for divorce from his wife, Sophia Vergara. The two, who have a 13-year age difference, looked giddy on Wednesday as they exited Gold's Gym in Venice, California, and walked side by side in photos obtained by Page Six exclusively.
How old is Joe Manganiello?
He is 46 and she's 33. So
that's like not crazy.
It's not crazy. They both have fully frontal lobes.
I knew you were gonna say that.
They can make their own choices.
Can I see what she looks like? Let me see.
Yeah.
It's actually really hard to see someone living your dream.
No, but and now that they're at the gym, it really is your dream.
Well, okay, relax. The thing is, oh my God, Joe Manganiello is like one of the hottest people I've ever met in my life. Never met him. And two, you know, if they're going on dates to the gym, like they're close.
No, and they've been together for a long time.
Right, because like you don't show someone makeup-free sweat, like, you know, pit stains.
But some girls like just don't worry about those things, you know? Like some girls
they do.
No.
She also appears to be wearing leggings from Booty by Brabants, a former sponsor of The Toast.
Great leggings.
Yeah, they make your ass look nice. This is tough.
It makes you wonder.
He looks very like good and young.
Okay, but it just makes me wonder now, because if you're comfortable being spotted out with someone 2 months after you got divorced, and it's not like they're on a dinner date where it could be a first date. Like, this is obviously a relationship. Like, were they dating?
It's a good question.
Before there was a divorce filed.
Also, another good question is, who goes to Gold's Gym? I feel like that's a gym franchise of the 90s.
No,
like the early
2000s. It's just not very like Hollywood. Wait, it's very like regular person.
Yeah, it's giving like Planet Fitness.
It's giving regular.
Yeah, Joe does feel like a regular guy.
He does, and I feel like he's the type of guy who like wants to go to the gym to be at the gym and not, you know, for their juice bar and their sauna.
And their amenities, yeah.
And the amenities. Like he's so going true. For the dumbbells. And I feel
he
like-
He looks like, I mean, it shows.
I feel like Gold's has good dumbbells and equipment.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Like they have the heavy duty equipment.
I just feel like Gold's like branding and like their t-shirts
it's
and stuff.
Literally it's, a guy with a bench press.
It's very early 2000s. I didn't even know that they still existed.
Yeah. But that their whole thing is like a guy with a bench press. Like you go to, do you say what gym you go to?
I don't know. I think I have. I go to Equinox. Like I don't think that's, I think that's like.
Yeah. Like
is that crazy? Like I go to Equinox.
And there's like a juice bar and like.
I've never been to the juice bar or the shop. The shop is really highway robbery. Stay away from it. Like it's so cute.
And what
it's
do
so
they have in the bathrooms there?
The bathrooms are what really, for me, is like what's fabulous. First of all, there's a pool and a cold plunge. I haven't been yet, though, actually. They have a spa. They have
And you got a massage.
No, I got a facial. It was excellent. They have steam room, sauna, Kiehl's products, amazing blow dryers. I do need to talk to someone, though, about their scrunchie offerings. It's not going to work. If anybody at Equinox like wants to talk, you need like a scoonchie sponsorship and you need like an Athena Club razor. I cut the shit out of my legs with those razors. Like that's not cool.
Well then everyone would steal them.
Everybody steals shit there anyway. People literally come with their empty Kiehl's face cream and they just use the face cream. Like that's what you're paying for.
That's true. That's like, not crazy because it's a small tub.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Like scrunchies and razors, they need to be top tier for Equinox. Like somebody get in touch with me because you need Athena Club and you need literally any brand. Like the scrunchies are not going to work.
Okay.
I have notes. Much like I do with Bloomingdale's, now I do with Equinox. Feel free to get in touch.
So, oh, also, did you see that, like, Sofia Vergara, she's a judge on America's Got Talent now, and, like, Howie Mandel was, like, making jokes about her being single, and they said that like, she walked off, but, like, I think it was in all in good fun.
I didn't see that. But,
like, that's kind of what's going on with her while he's...
I feel like Howie wouldn't make jokes, like, unless it was okay.
Yeah, he said, like, she has a good sense of humor about it, but on the show, she, like, walked off.
Yeah, they're, like, always making stuff up. Like, America's Got Talent is the most scripted, like, fraudulent show. So I'm not going to believe anything.
Yeah, she was sitting on a throne of tater tots taking a lie detector test.
Like, excuse me? What did she just say?
You heard what I said. No,
I don't think that I did. She was sitting on a throne of tater tots taking a lie detector test?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Speaking of tater tots, what are we having for lunch?
Oh, that's a great, great question. I'm happy to order you anything that you want. I personally am in my turkey sandwich era, and I have turkey and I have sandwich.
Need to grow up, like for real. You need to grow up with the turkey sandwich. Like, what are you, 12?
What do you want for lunch, wench? What sounds better for lunch than a homemade turkey sandwich?
You know what? I ended up on the side of, like, really crazy.
No, I'm making you soup.
No!
I'm making you soup.
No, I really don't want. And also, like, Olivia's making soup for dinner, so I'll have soup for dinner.
Okay, so what do you want for lunch?
I really want Raising Cane's, but they don't have that here, do they? They don't even have it in New York.
Oh, and what would you get? Like, fried chicken?
Like, chicken tenders. Not fried chicken. It's, like, chicken tenders.
Okay, fried chicken.
And like Texas toast, like I'm really, I've just been craving it because so many people on my TikTok have been eating it. Can they have Raising Cane's in Florida?
No, but we have other good
chains,
but I haven't really ventured out into the fast food here. We do have to do a fast food mukbang at some point, but I don't think we'll have time this weekend.
Sounds like we need to do a mukbang so you can get to know your surroundings.
That we 100% shelf the idea. But that's not how we want to start the year.
Eating fast food in our cars.
That doesn't bode well for the year.
For like our health journeys that we're on. Yeah. I guess. But would it be the worst thing?
No.
We'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for our next story? A story that I'm very invested in. Number four.
Oh, no, I'm not ready. Oh, my God. That flew by. You
better get ready.
It's crazy how fast mediocre stories can just.
It's crazy. They just
zoom past you. Well, these mediocre stories are, in fact, brought to you by Jenny Kane. So support for today's show comes from Jenny Kane, which is perfect timing, honestly, because fall is on its way. We were just talking about that chili season, mulled wine season, cider season, Jenny Kane season. Our wardrobes definitely needed a refresh, and Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. Their staples make getting dressed easier than ever. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too, Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best season yet. And for a limited time, our listeners are getting 15% off their first order when they go to jennykane.com and using code TOAST at checkout. I have to say, like, if you are looking for like fall Nancy Myers grandma, what do they call it? Coastal grandmother energy, like, Jenny Kane is a store for your home, for your wardrobe, for you. I have fabulous sweaters that like pair well with everything that really just give me like my coastal grandmother aesthetic perfectly. Her candles make my home very coastal grandmother. She has really great home accessories, really great wardrobe staples. So sweaters are the it item, and we are obsessed with the Flynn cashmere sweater from Jenny Kane. It is a perfect everyday V-neck, and the cashmere Francis polo is such a cool vintage inspired staple. They're back in new shades, and you can bet that we're adding them both to our carts ASAP. We get compliments every time we wear our Jenny Kane items. They're so comfortable. We can live in them all season long. And I've had one of my favorite cardigans from Jenny Kane for like 3 winters now. And they last really well. They get better with time. They're really soft. They really start to like mold to your body. They're known for super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. So trust us, the cashmere is better than anyone's. They have incredible rewards program too, where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase. And joining is completely free. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners can get 15% off their first order when you use code TOAST at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code TOAST. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about at jennykane.com. Promo code TOAST for 15% off your first order.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome. Oh my God, I almost forgot. My bad.
Our next story, Aaron Rodgers undergoes surgery for his torn Achilles heel. And thanks, doctors, for starting him on the road to recovery.
And thanks, Taylor Swift, for everything she's done.
as he always does every day when he says his morning prayers.
Yes, when he says his state of grace.
The quarterback revealed in an Instagram story post that he underwent surgery to repair his left Achilles heel that was torn during the New York Jets game against the Buffalo Bills on Monday. He said surgery went great. Thank you for all the love and prayers and support. And thanks to the GOAT doctor and his staff for starting me on the road to recovery.
Okay, I have so much to say. The first is, I saw his Instagram post and I left a comment like, hope that you listen to State of Grace. And like the toasters understood it, but like these footballers like were sending me like literal hate mail.
Engagement.
No, they were literally sending me death threats. I have a good feeling about his recovery. Like I know nothing, of course, about football nor medicine, but I have a really good feeling.
Yeah, I just feel like, and this is what one of the analysts said in the story that I read, which was that like he's not going to let this be the way that his football career ends.
I believe that because I know Aaron.
He's a fighter.
Yeah, he's a fighter. I also think he should watch Country Strong during his recovery because he kind of is like country strong.
Yeah. The whole country is giving him strength.
Right. And he's a person who values strength and country.
He does. Do you see him with the flag?
Right. So
he takes a strong man.
That's what I'm saying. I do really feel like it might benefit him to watch that movie. We should make him a list of like feel good content, music, TV shows, Love Island season 5, things to watch to speed up his recovery.
We should just have that list in general, which we do try and have. It's also
sleepover
synonymous with our like family trip movie list.
Right. Honestly, drop a comment. Like, what's a feel-good movie, TV show, or song that you would recommend Aaron Rodgers to listen to speed up his recovery of his Achilles heel?
You know what song I like as a feel-good song, but I don't know if it relates to Aaron?
Yeah.
It's You Can't Stop the Girl by Bebe Rexha from the Maleficent soundtrack.
Love that. I have another song too.
Don't say Brokenhearted.
No. No, that would be mean because Broken Heart is a song I think you should use when you're working out and he can't work out. No, it's that song. And I wonder, is Aaron Rodgers a man of faith? I have to assume.
I feel like he probably, I'm sure he has a long answer about it.
Right.
Something where he believes in a higher being.
So yes. And I think he should listen to that song by Britt Nicole that plays at the end of The Other Woman, which is also another feel-good movie that he should definitely listen to.
Such a feel-good movie.
Yes. How does that song go? The sun is rising. The sun is rising. Oh. And then that bridge where Leslie Mann throws her ring into the ocean.
Add it to the list of stories. Add it to the list. Saying.
Oh, I feel like I actually never bring that up, especially in regard, like in relation to how beautiful it is. I feel like I never bring it up.
A couple times. What I wonder how many times before it makes the list. Five?
No. Well, five in how many years? I feel like fine. I've definitely said Britt Nicole's story 5 times over the last literally 5 years.
Okay, is that a lot?
No. Once a year? No. No.
Fine, once a year. That's your max.
Oh, God, so I can't bring that up for a whole other year?
Not till next Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, fine, so let me talk about it a little bit more. The bridge of that song is so good. How does it go? When you can't, you know, it's like...
Yeah. You know what? Let's pull it up.
Even when the wind's over, you know? Wait, let me just, I can just pull up the lyrics.
Why, we don't even monetize our videos.
Oh, yeah, pull it up.
Oh, if you know, you know.
Skip to the bridge or no? We can listen to the whole song? We'll literally get taken down off of YouTube. Okay.
Why? We just can't monetize. I'm just feeling like I'm in Aaron's head right now.
Put it closer to the mic, I'm worried.
Him with the Jets.
Literally. Bringing New York back.
Jets Super Bowl win.
You want to hold it? And you don't know if you ever find healing. He doesn't know if he's ever going to find
the surgery going to work?
Right. You're going to make it, Aaron. I believe in you. This is so true. The night can only last for so long. Achilles heel.
He said my heart is breaking. His heart is broken.
There's a promise for the ones who just hold on.
I'm gonna cry.
Me too. Someone's calling you. Oh. Like there is light at the end of the tunnel, Aaron. Don't worry. The sun is rising. Ooh. We have time today with these crap stories.
Okay.
Wait, we didn't even get to the bridge. Oh. That was the whole point.
Okay. I'll try and scoot along.
It's coming up now. Bruno's inspired. Look at him. Heads up.
You're going to go after Magnolia. Tell her how you feel.
Okay, here it comes, you guys. Ready? Maybe not.
No. Even when it
gets... Yeah. Okay, yeah, here she goes. Ready? She's about to pop the fuck off, Brit Nicole.
Yeah, yeah.
So Aaron. He's definitely drowning in his doubt right now. Just look beyond the clouds.
How you ever gonna find your way out? Just look beyond the clouds.
Just look beyond the clouds, Aaron. It's gonna happen for you. Like, I really truly believe that.
If you don't have chills, you're a monster.
If you don't have chills, you're a monster.
Get checked.
Get well soon, refuah shlema.
Oh, no, I'm not done with my iPad. That would be a nice way to end the show.
Do we still have another story?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
But like, what if we just...
Like, we don't. Was it a bad story? What was it? Just give us a TLDR.
Headline, there's some like janky documentary about the Kardashians coming out called House
with
of
Caitlyn.
House of Kardashian that Caitlyn has lent
her voice to. Wow. You okay?
Sorry, it's just It's confusing because I remember when everything happened with Caitlyn, she said like that she didn't change her voice.
Right.
So it was just like, I just got tripped up.
That was crazy.
I got tripped up on the voice.
I feel like we're like, as a society, like nobody really even questions Caitlyn's pronouns
anymore. No, I've never like mixed up Caitlyn's
You've never done that before.
But it was just because of the voice.
Of course, of course.
Because the voice is the same.
The thing about Caitlyn actually, and I think part of really people refuse to give her any sort of acknowledgement for being like a leader in the trans movement, is she's kind of... like a pioneer, and she's very like understanding of like people's questions.
Yeah, no, I don't think Caitlyn would have been mad at me for that. No, that's what I'm saying.
She's not going to like be like, you misgendered me.
Other people are going to come for my neck.
Right, but I actually think
Caitlyn... But in defense of Caitlyn, they might not.
Right, because they don't like her. Caitlyn's like kind of this polarizing figure in the trans community.
Yeah, yeah.
And...
And in the Kardashian community, because...
So I think people are like quaking that she's... It's actually a good story. We could talk about it. People are quaking that she's lending her voice to this documentary. And I actually don't think it'll be that crazy. For the most part, they're on fine terms with her. And she is Kendall and Kylie's
dad.
And like, even if she might have bad blood with Chris, like Chris is still their mother. I don't think... Oh my God, Bruno is sleeping. Oh my God, wait. Don't move. Oh fuck. He was literally sleeping, standing up.
Are we boring you, Bru?
Yeah. Are you bored? Okay. I don't think it'll be that damning, but I think it gives the documentary like a little bit more of, you know, credibility because they actually have a...
Joe Francis is in it.
Oh, and he's tight with Kim.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it's like a approved project.
Or it's like
maybe
like,
they were going to make this documentary.
It anyway, maybe we could have some friendly faces who have nice things to say about us. Right. And if they want to do it, they can do it.
Do they say who else? I'm sure it'll be like pop culture experts, reporters you never heard of.
Pop culture experts.
Not us.
Quotations around expert. Yeah.
And who is developing this documentary?
Sky.
Oh, like Britain.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it might be like a more global look at the girls because, you know, we're very in the weeds.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Yeah, it will air in the UK on October 8th.
I just feel like it's giving irrelevant.
Oh, for sure. But Caitlyn made it relevant.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they hate that.
Yeah.
For her.
Caitlyn also made waves on Twitter this week. Did you see?
No.
There was a meme going around of, I'm sure everyone has seen it, like a restaurant who had men's and women's bathrooms, and the men's picture had a picture of Bruce Jenner on it, and the women's bathroom had a picture of Caitlyn Jenner on it, and people were like, this isn't funny, and Caitlyn responded, actually, I think it's funny.
Oh.
Yeah, so Caitlyn's kind of like, that's what I'm saying, she wouldn't be mad at you for accidentally mistaking her pronouns, like she's cool.
Yeah, no, I feel okay about that.
You don't think Caitlyn's gonna find this and attack you?
No, but I do think other people will attack me. But as long as it's not Caitlyn.
It was an honest mistake.
For sure.
Like, we've nothing to hide.
For sure.
That's our show. That's our year, actually.
That's a wrap on 5747.
I can never keep up with the Hebrew year.
Oh, yeah. Me neither.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bruno.
Thank you for making this episode gorgeous.
And thank you guys so much for listening to the Tesla Monday Morning Show.
And thank you to Aaron Rodgers Doctors.
It's so true, by the way.
Like, I really...
We'll be praying for you this evening.
Yeah. I hope that the start of your year is a good start.
Me too.
And for everyone out there celebrating Rosh Hashanah, I hope you have a meaningful holiday filled with love and family and food.
Yeah. And sweetness.
And sweetness. A sweet treat.
Thank you so much for listening to Just Ask Melanie. We just visited everybody. Have a great day, guys. Love you. See you Monday. Bye.
Love you. Bye.